Minute Reviews, and the time takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is John Carter. It is a 2012 science fiction action film starring Taylor Kitsch and Lynn Collins. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was not my cup of tea. It was just disappointing across the board. It could have been great, and it wasn't. What about you?
This movie was not my cup of tea. It has the potential to be a great science fiction franchise rivaling Star Wars. Instead, it's one of the most disappointing films I've ever seen.
So, Tim, give everybody a rundown. What's it about?
In the late 1800s, a Civil War veteran is transported to Mars, where he enters a classic Chosen One narrative and fights against evil space wizards and green aliens to win the heart of a beautiful princess. Michael, you say this wasn't your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Tim, this movie hit every single bad book adaptation problem that we've seen in other movies, too. You've got all these characters that they're trying to shoehorn in that were from the books. You've got plot, you got world building, and they're trying to weave this all together into a cohesive narrative, but in an effort to please everyone and to show everyone's favorite character and everyone's favorite subplot. In the end, we're spread far too thin, and we can't spend enough time with anyone to make sense of anything that's happening. And I want to double down on that real quick before I let you go, because at the end of the day, this is worse than any other movie we've seen in terms of how it handled this book adaptation. Other movies have done a poor job. This has done a terrible job. It was literally incomprehensible at points what was happening and where we were and who we were talking to. It's an incredible mess.
It sounds like you don't like the film, Michael.
Not a big fan, Tim. Not a big fan.
I'm right there with you, though. This movie was a huge miss. For me, the biggest problem is the storytelling. It cannot pick what story it wants to tell. Does it want to tell John Carter's story? Does it want to tell the story of this fictional version of Mars? Does it want to tell the story about the space wizards or the green people? Or does it want to tell the story about this princess? Now she doesn't want to marry her suitor. I don't know, and the film doesn't know either. And that lack of comprehension and that lack of specific storytelling really derails the entire project.
In particular, the pacing, Tim. This movie was so slow, and it led to these vast tracks where I would just go to the kitchen and be like, Tim, shout if anything interesting happens. And sure enough, you never would shout, because nothing ever interesting happened in this movie.
The pacing is terrible. We've talked about good, bad movies and how pacing is such a key component. This movie has terrible pacing. This is a 3-hour movie that feels like 4 or 5 hours. So if you're looking to waste your afternoon watching a movie in slow motion, check this out, because it is such a slog to get through.
And in that same vein with good bad movies, memorability is key. And the worst part of this movie is it's not memorable. There's nothing about this movie that was interesting, unique, different. It just is nothing. And for 3 hours, that's a huge investment. You could watch 2 short movies in that time. That's a huge swing and a miss in my book.
So we wasted almost 3 hours, and the production wasted almost $300 million. Usually that amounts to a grand spectacle, and we can watch $300 million get thrown away on the screen. But here, I don't even feel that. For the most part, we're watching John Carter alone in a red desert environment, wandering around doing stuff. We don't even get the thrill of watching a grand spectacle or a grand CGI adventure.
And that leads to the core, I think, of both of our disappointments, which is this is a cool science fiction IP. It had $300 million behind it. Why didn't it work? This should have been awesome. This should have been the next Star Wars. At the end of the day, the impact of this is going to ramify for years, because executives and studios are going to look at this and say, see, sci-fi doesn't sell. And it's a shame, because there's a ton of great sci-fi stories and fantasy stories that should be told and should have $300 million behind them. And this just ruined and put the nail in the coffin for them.
Absolutely. Not only are we not going to get a good version of John Carter or the John Carter universe anytime in the near future, we're also not going to get a lot of great science fiction movies and a lot of great science fiction stories told because of how poorly this film was and how poorly it did. I mean, this film not only killed the John Carter, but it killed a lot of science fiction films that we'll never get to see now.
So, Tim, we beat up on this pretty good. Was there anything you liked?
Just for the sake of variety, I'll throw some positives out there. I think that the special effects were good. I think there's some really great special effects work. I think the CGI is really state of the art. I think there's some kind of fun adventure sequences in which there's action happening and spaceships are blowing each other up. There's some fun stuff here. But my goodness, it's surrounded by a real desert of entertainment.
So, Tim, when should somebody watch the movie?
I mean, if you're looking to be disappointed for 3 hours, check this movie out. If not, I don't think there's anything worth watching here. What about you, Michael?
I can't recommend it, Tim. This one's so flat. There's nothing here to recommend. I can't put a good word in for it. I'm sorry.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.